Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. We're thinking about things that are unseen, and one of them surely is the kingdom of God. And we've talked the last day or two about the kingdom of God. And I'd like to think about a couple of verses, a couple of passages here of Scripture. One is in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and it's verse 20, where it says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." And so, if we want to zero in, we want to narrow in on what, in fact, is the kingdom of God, one thing we know for sure is that the kingdom of God is not just something that is talked about, not just something that is known in the mind, but rather something that is experienced in the life and in the heart of a true believer. And there is a power that comes forth. Sometimes, beloved, there's a power that comes forth in the kingdom of God that that we almost tremble about. And I don't know if you've had this experience of maybe being taken advantage of and responding in a non-resistant way, only to see that vengeance truly is God's. And it actually scares me sometimes when people take advantage of me, that what will be the vengeance that God will exact upon them. And then other times God chooses to, and because he knows, he chooses to not exact a vengeance right away, but, you know, a day is as a thousand years with the Lord. But anyway, more than that, the kingdom of God is all about Christ. And I want to look at this passage here in Colossians chapter 3. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." So what in fact is the kingdom of God? Well, the kingdom of God begins and is carried through and is complete in the Lord Jesus himself. And you know, the passage here says, "If you then be risen with Christ." Have you had that experience of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Was your old man crucified? Did the old man die and then, as it says here, buried with him in baptism? You are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. When we've had that experience of being dead to the world, dead to sin, and risen again with Christ, then Christ is our life. And that's the crux of the matter here. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection, beloved, on things above, not on things on the earth. And so what are some of those things? Christ. There's the saints. They're above. There's the whole beauty of the kingdom of heaven, of the reality of some place that Christ has gone to prepare for us, that he will call us to one day. There's praise. There's worship. You know, I've said to people, if you don't like to worship the Lord today, here and now on this earth, you are not going to appreciate the experience of eternity in the presence of Almighty God, because that every day and every moment, it's not really a valid thing to talk about a day or a moment, but we have no other language. But our existence will be in the praise and worship of God and the Lord Jesus. Service and love. Truly, God is love. And so if we want to set our affection on things above, those are the kinds of things we should set our affection on. That's the kingdom of heaven. In a nutshell, we enter into the kingdom of God as we are born again. But the kingdom of God is not just the things of here and now. It's not just the things after we are no longer on this earth. It is the times and the things that we experience here and now. But you know, now we see through a glass darkly, but then we shall see face to face. And that's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a it's in It's not experienced by word. It's not experienced by some kind of procedures. There's no religion that enters us in, that brings us into the presence of Almighty God. But it is that experience of surrender when the control of our lives is given over from whatever earthly king that we have, whether it's, and the reality is for most people, the king of their life is themselves. But when the king of your life becomes the Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to enter into the kingdom of God. And then here, as it says in Colossians, you begin to seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And our affection is no longer on things of this earth, no longer on the things that used to maybe give us a brief moment of warmth, but now the warmth and affection that we have is on the Lord Jesus Christ, and just the fact of having entered into the kingdom of God. Have you experienced that, beloved? That's where we need to be at. We need to set our affection on things above. And remember, you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. We needn't worry. We needn't fear him who can kill the body, fear them that can affect us here on this earth. You know, we're already dead, and that's the secret of the strength of the saint, beloved. And so let us walk, and let us enter in and continue to walk in the kingdom of heaven. And I hope and pray that you're encouraged here this morning, that you're edified, built up, and inspired by that reality that's laid out before us to press into the kingdom of God. And so God bless you.